Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 10, The Beauty of Krishna, Part 2. How fortunate are the damsels of Braja. When Lord Chaitanya described the super excellence of Krishna's conjugal attraction, Lord Chaitanya felt transcendental ecstasy. And catching the hands of Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya began to proclaim how fortunate the damsels of Braja were by reciting a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopyastapakkim acharanyad amushya rupam lavanya saram asamordvam ananya siddham drigbi pibanti anusavabi navam durapam ekanta dhamma yashasa sriya aishvarasya. Oh, what great penance and austerities the damsels of Vrindavan must have undergone, for they are able to drink the nectar of Krishna, who is all beauty, all strength, all riches, all fame, and whose bodily luster is the center of all beauty. The body of Krishna, the ocean of the eternal beauty of youth, can be seen to move in waves of beauty. There is a whirlwind at the sound of Krishna's flute, and those waves and that whirlwind make the hearts of the gopis flutter like dry leaves on trees. And when those leaves fall down at Krishna's lotus feet, they can never rise up again. For there is no beauty to compare with Krishna's beauty, for no one possesses beauty greater than or equal to Krishna. Since Krishna is the origin of all incarnations, including the form of Narayana, the goddess of fortune, therefore, who is a constant companion of Lord Narayan, gives up Narayana's association and engages herself in penance in order to gain the association of Krishna. Such is the greatness of the super excellent beauty of Krishna, the everlasting mine of all beauty. It is from that beauty that all other beautiful things emanate. The attitude of the gopis is like a mirror upon which the reflection of Krishna's beauty develops at every moment. Both Krishna and the gopis increase their transcendental beauty at every moment, and there is always transcendental competition between them. No one can appreciate the beauty of Krishna simply by properly discharging one's occupational duty, or by austerities, mystic yoga, cultivation of knowledge, or even by prayers. For only those who are on the transcendental platform of love of God, who, out of love, engage in devotional service, they alone can appreciate the transcendental beauty of Krishna. Such beauty is the essence of all opulences and is only appreciated in Goloka Vrindavan and nowhere else. In the form of Narayana, the beauties of mercy, fame, etc., are all established by Krishna. But Krishna's gentleness and magnanimity do not exist in Narayana, for they are found only in Krishna. And so, greatly relishing all the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he was explaining to Sanatan, Lord Chaitanya then quoted another verse from the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyananang makara kundala charu karna brajat kapola subhagam sablasa hasam nityotsavang na tat nipur drishibi pibantyo naryo narascha mudita kupita nameshcha. The gopis used to relish the beauty of Krishna as a ceremony of perpetual enjoyment. The gopis enjoyed the beautiful face of Krishna, his beautiful ears with earrings, Krishna's broad forehead, and Krishna's enchanting smile. And while enjoying this sight of Krishna's beauty, the gopis used to criticize the creator, Lord Brahma, for causing their vision of Krishna to be momentarily impeded by the blinking of their eyelids. The Vedic hymn known as Kama Gayatri describes the face of Krishna as the king of all moons. Kleen Kamadevaya Vidmahe Pushpavanaya Dhimahi Tano Nanga Prachodayat. In metaphorical language, there are many different moons, but they are all one in Krishna. There is the moon of Krishna's mouth, the moon of Krishna's cheeks, the moon spots of sandalwood pulp on Krishna's body, the moons of the fingertips of Krishna's hands, and the moons of the tips of Krishna's toes. In this way, there are 24.5 moons, and Krishna is the central figure of all of the moons. The dancing movement of Krishna's earrings, eyes, and eyebrows is very attractive to the damsels of Vraja. 4. Activities in devotional service increase the sense of devotional service. And what else is there for two eyes to see beyond the face of Krishna? Since one cannot adequately see Krishna with only two eyes, one feels incapable and thus becomes bereaved. And such bereavement is slightly reduced when one criticizes the creative power of the creator Brahma. The unsatiated seer of Krishna's face nonetheless laments, "I do not have thousands of eyes. I have but only two, and these two are disturbed by the movements of my eyelids." Therefore, it is to be understood that the creator of this body is not very intelligent. He is not conversant in the art of ecstasy, but is simply a prosaic creator, an unchallenging, dull creator, lacking excitement. He does not know how to arrange things properly so that one can see only Krishna. The minds of the gopis are always engaged in relishing the sweetness of Krishna's body. Krishna is the ocean of beauty, and Krishna's beautiful face and smile and the luster of Krishna's body are all attractive to the minds of the gopis. In the Krishna Karnamrita, Krishna's face, smile, and bodily luster have been described as sweet, sweeter, and sweetest. The perfect devotee of Krishna is overwhelmed by seeing the beauty of Krishna's bodily luster, Krishna's face and smile, and the perfect devotee bathes in the ocean of transcendental convulsions. While viewing the beauty of Krishna, these convulsions often continue without treatment, just as ordinary convulsions, which a physician will allow to continue, not even allowing a drink of water for relief. The devotee increasingly feels the absence of Krishna, because without Krishna, one cannot drink the nectar of Krishna's beauty. And when the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute is heard, the devotee's anxiety to continue to hear that flute enables one to penetrate the covering of the material world and enter into the spiritual sky, where that transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna thus enters into the ears of the followers of the gopis. The sound of Krishna's flute always resides within the ears of the gopis and thus increases the gopis' ecstasy. And when it is heard, no other sound can enter the ears of the gopis. And amongst their family members, they are not even able to reply to questions properly. For all these beautiful sounds are vibrating in the ears of the gopis. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 10, The Beauty of Krishna, Part 2, How Fortunate Are the Damsels of Braja. Recorded July 25, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON Founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.
Gopinath, Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno, vishayi durjana, sada kamarata, kichu nahi mora guna gopina. Gopina, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.